It's very has a lot to do with if he has ever been affirmed by his father.
非常的重要。
Very important.
可是很可惜的是，很多时候我们做父亲的，或者我们的父亲，他们不太懂这个真理。
Unfortunately, a lot of fathers don't know the importance of this truth.
所以他们没有太在儿女成长的时候没有太多肯定他们儿女的这个这的价值。
So when the kids were growing up, they didn't spend time to affirm their children.
所以以至于他们的儿女一直在一个对自我价值在一个困惑里面，一个 confusion 里面。
So their children struggle with their self-esteem and self-worth.
今天早上我跟大家分享一个题目是让我们来体验天父的爱。
So this morning I want to talk about experiencing the Heavenly Father's love.
我今天讲的是一个好消息。
So what I'm going to tell you is a good news.
Amen.
Amen.
跟旁边人讲说好消息。
Tell your neighbor good news.
笑一笑，好消息。
And smile at your neighbors.
我们的上帝总是给我们第二次机会。
God always give us a second chance.
如果我们在成长过程中没有经历到地上父亲的爱，
Even we have never experienced our father's love while we were growing up.
神给我们机会经历他的爱。
God,
这么激动。特别果效，没事儿。好，继续，没关系。所以神给我们第二次机会，这是很感动的。
So God give us a second chance. It's very touching.
所以我今天要跟大家讲的，跟大家分享，就是特别跟每一位，还有包含父亲在内，就让我们来体验天父的爱。
So I want to share with you about how to experience God's love.
Heavenly Father's.
Our Heavenly Father's love.
我就想说，你不要当作在听一个信息。
Don't just be here and sit and listen to another message.
我要你把心打开。
I want you to open your heart.
让神对你说话。
Let God speak to you.
基督教的信仰很特别。
Christianity is very special.
因为其他的宗教，他们的神跟他们的信徒都很远。
Because in other religions, their gods are very distant from them.
他们对他们的神都是很害怕的。
They are very fearful of their gods.
但是基督教的上帝却是跟我们很亲近的。
But the God of Christianity is very near to us.
他跟我们是朋友。
He is our friend.
他也是我们的父亲。
He is also our father.
今天我要特别从父亲这个观点来讲。
And I'm going to speak to you from the perspective of God as our father.
第一个是我们要知道上帝是我们的天父。
First of all, we have to know that God is our heavenly Father.
我们所信的上帝对我们来说，他是保护者、拯救者、供应者。
God is our provider, our protector.
还有供应者，所以上帝是很爱我们的。
So God loves us very much.
可是，在关系上来说，他是我们的父亲。
In relationship wise, He is our Father.
这要怎么说呢？
How do we explain this?
我们从神的本质来看，好吗？
Let's see from God's essence.
因为基督教里面讲到我们神是三位一体的真神。
In Christianity, we say God is a triune God.
他有圣父、圣子、圣灵三个位格，但是一个上帝。
So God is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, all three in one.
Just one God.
One God.
Three persons.
In three persons.
所以圣父不但是圣子耶稣的父亲，他也是所有基督徒的父亲。
So the Heavenly Father is not only the Father of Jesus Christ, but it's also each believer's Father.
Amen.
Amen.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
我先解释一下，你先听一下，然后打一个基础。
So I want you to set a foundation here first.
当我们经由圣子耶稣的救赎重生得救之后，
After we had received Jesus' redemption and salvation,
我们就进入神的国。
We enter into the kingdom of God.
我们成为神的儿女。
We become children of God.
我们成为神的儿女。
We become children of God.
所以你在天上现在有一个阿爸。
So right now in heaven you have an Abba.
他会照顾你。
He will take care of you.
你先接受这个, okay?
You receive this first, this truth first.
那我们就看到主耶稣在登山宝训里面。
So we see Jesus taught on Sermon on the Mount.
他每一次提到上帝的时候都是讲到是他的天父, 他的
Whenever he mentioned about God, he said he called him as Heavenly Father.
我举几个例子哈。
And let me give you some examples.
马太福音第5章16节。
In Matthew 5:16.
主耶稣说：“你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。”
In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
马太福音第5章48节，耶稣说：“所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。”So
later on in Matthew, say you had to be like your Father in heaven.
It's perfect. 那主耶稣教导他们门徒如何祷告的时候，他第一句话说：“我们在天上的父，是不是？”
And when
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
When Jesus taught his disciples how to pray, he started with our Heavenly Father, who is in heaven.
第5章第9节，那边又说：“你们饶恕人的过犯，你们天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。”
And Jesus said, if you forgive others, Father will forgive you too.
所以很清楚的,
so very clearly,
我们的神是我们的天父。
Our God is our Heavenly Father.
每个人都有肉身的父亲。
We all have an earthly father.
当然，当一个，然而当一个人重生得救之后，
after a person is being born again,
进入神的国，
enter into the kingdom of God,
神就成为他们的父亲。
God become their father.
他们有了父亲跟儿女的亲密关系。
So they have an intimate relationship between father and children.
我就想我们当中有多少人是重生得救的基督徒。
So how many of you are truly born again? Raise your hands.
我就想问一下，你跟上帝有没有经历这个父亲跟儿女的关系啊？
So have you experienced the relationship between you and God, the father and child relationship?
有没有经历这个？有。
Have you experienced this?
有的举手。
If you have, please raise your hand.
你们多少当中有多少基督徒跟上帝谈话的时候很亲密，像这个父母跟儿女的，有没有？
How many when you talk to God, it's very intimate?
我知道贝斯常常跟上帝撒娇啊。
I know Bessie like to 撒娇，我不知道。 Like to
请问中文不懂的英文的，就请问撒娇怎么翻译啊？ Bessie like to sweet talk with God the Father. Yeah. 弟兄姊妹们。
Oh, brothers and sisters, I'm just thinking about what that word is.
Okay. 这是很重要的。
This is very important.
Amen.
Amen.
刚才我们看到那个舞蹈, right?
Just now, we saw that dance.
You raise me up.
你抬护我。
没有关系。
You raise me up.
Yeah. 它里面的歌词就讲到一个人在面对很困难的时候。
It talks about a person was facing very difficult storms in her life.
上帝把她抬起来,
and God lift her up.
放在肩膀上,
put on his shoulder.
请问人生有没有困难的时候?
May I ask, that life has a lot of difficulties?
我们当中做的有多少人面对挑战的举措?
How many people are facing crisis or challenges right now?
Not crisis, we call challenge.
Challenges.
More positive. 我想每一个人都有,
I think everyone has challenges in their life.
当我问你有多少人面对挑战的时候, 我这个信息马上跟你就有关系了。
Whenever I ask you that question, I connect with you with this message.
但是我现在要让你知道的, 你有一位天上的父亲。
I want you to let you know you do have a heavenly father.
他愿意帮助你。
He is willing to help you.
我现在也有挑战。
I have challenges too.
上个礼拜一发现我有这个怎么样胀气。
So last week I found out that I have hernia.
Yeah, 所以我不能站太久。
So I cannot stand too long.
站太久就会痛。
I will have pain if I stand too long.
所以待会你看我突然坐下来，你知道是有原因的。
So if I sit down, you know I have a reason to do that.
我现在需要找时间去动手术。
I need to find time to get surgery.
我要安排一些这个教会的事工。
I need to arrange things for the church.
我们生命里面总是有很多的需要，有不同的困难。
In our life, we have many needs and many challenges.
但是主耶稣在登山宝训里面一直跟我们讲说，在天上有一个父亲。
But on some amount, Jesus keep telling us that we have a heavenly Father.
你不需要自己担你的重担。
You don't need to bear your burdens alone.
我们多少人现在听到了，不要担自己的重担，跟旁边人说笑一笑，不要担自己的重担。
Tell your neighbor, smile. You don't need to bear your burdens by yourself.
你可以把重担给天父。
You can give your burden to your heavenly Father.
所以这就来到今天信息的第二点。
So we come to our second point.
让我们来体验天父的爱。
Experience our Heavenly Father's love.
你说我有信耶稣啊。
You said, I believe in Jesus.
我也接受耶稣做救主。
And I have received Jesus as my Savior and Lord.
可是我好像不能够体验到太多他的爱。
It seems that I cannot experience too much of his love.
所以如何呢？
So how do you do that?
首先是要确认你自己是上帝儿女的地位。
Well, first of all, you have to know that you're certain that you are a child of God.
如果你接受耶稣基督做救主与主，你就是成为神的儿女。
If you have received Jesus, your Savior and Lord, you are a child of God.
我刚才看到这些举手基督徒，他们都很好，他们都很相信，他们都觉得很快。
I see those people who raised their hand, they really know they are children of God.
使徒约翰在约翰一书第三章一节，他描写一个现象，他说：“你看，父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为上帝的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。”世人所以不认识我们，是因为曾认识他。
Apostle John wrote in 1 John 3:1, See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us, is that it did not know him.
所以使徒约翰在这边讲了一个很快乐的事情。
So Apostle Paul is describing a very joyful thing.
他说看哪。
He said, look.
神给我们这么大的爱。
See what a great love the Father has lavished on us.
让我们成为这位伟大神的儿女。
That we should be called children of God.
他说世界上人不知道我们是神的儿女。
The world doesn't know that we are his children.
所以他们很多时候也不尊重我们。
That's why they don't honor us or respect us.
但是他说你们要知道你们的身份地位。
But you need to know your status.
所以我们要确认。
So we need to be certain.
我们要知道。
We need to know.
当我们口里承认耶稣是主，心里相信神叫他从死里复活，我们成为神的儿女。
We have to know that when we confess with our mouth and our heart believe that Jesus has been raised from the dead, then we become his children.
我们与上帝有着一个亲密的关系。
We can have an intimate relationship with God.
为什么许多基督徒信主多年没有办法跟上帝有这样亲密的父亲跟儿女的关系呢？
How come so many Christians have been a Christian for so long still doesn't experience the intimate relationship with God?
As the father and the children. Okay. 有两种可能。
Two possibilities.
第一个是他根本没有重生得救。
First of all, he was not truly born again.
他一直来教会。
This person come to church.
参加教会的活动。
And attend church activities.
但是他没有真正的重生。
But he has never been truly born again.
主耶稣对尼哥底母说。
Jesus told Nicodemus,
他说人若不重生,
unless a man is born again,
他不能够见神的国。
He cannot see the kingdom of God.
主耶稣又对尼哥底母说人若不从水跟圣灵生就不能进神的国。
He also told Nicodemus that unless a man is born of the water and the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
我们一个世上的人
We as a human being,
我们怎么能够成为神的儿女呢？
How can we become children of God?
你们仔细听牧师讲的，这很重要。
我们
是世上的一个人，你的爸爸妈妈，你是中国人，你爸爸妈妈是中国人，你是美国人，爸爸妈妈是美国人，怎么会你的爸爸怎么会变成上帝呢？
If you're Chinese, your father is Chinese. If you're American, your father is American. So how can we have a heavenly father?
How can God become our Father? 因为这就是神国的事情。
Because this is the kingdom of God business.
这必须是一个属灵的人在圣灵里面重生，他才有这个事实。
it's a spiritual man born out of spirit can have this reality.
当一个人接受耶稣基督到他生命做救主与主的时候，
when a person receives Jesus as Savior and Lord,
圣灵进到他里面，
the Holy Spirit enter him,
给他一个做儿女的心在那里，
and give that person the heart of being a child of God.
这是很奇特的一件事。
This is a very mysterious thing.
如果一个人没有真正的重生，
if a person has not been truly born again,
他永远不会跟上帝有这样的一个感受。
He will never feel that with God.
另外一个可能，一个人已经做基督徒很久，可是他跟神没有这种父母跟儿女的这个父亲跟儿女亲密的关系呢，是因为他对上帝的认识有扭曲啊，有偏差。
So if a person has been a Christian for a long time, he still doesn't feel intimate with God. Maybe he has a distorted view of God.
我们在美国，他们做了一个调查。
So in the U.S. they have a survey.
他们调查就是说一般人对上帝的看法怎么样。
And they researched that, a survey about how what a people's view toward God.
好像超过60%的美国人对上帝的感觉都觉得他是很遥远的。
So 60% of Americans feel that God is very distant.
而且觉得上帝是很凶的。
And that God is a very angry God.
然后常常都是要要求我们做这个做那个。
And he demands us to do this and not to do that.
那我就问问刚才我们这些举手的基督徒，你想到上帝的时候，你是觉得上帝是很远吗？还是很近？
So those people who say they're believers, when you think about God the Father, do you think he's very distant or is he very near, close, intimate?
很好。
She said very near.
有没有想到上帝就觉得哇有点害怕的？有没有
？Does anybody feel that when you think about God, you are scared, fearful?
Okay, 我自己问我自己说。
I ask myself.
使徒保罗啊，
In Apostle Paul,
在罗马书第八章那边
，In Romans 8,
他就描写了一个现象。
So he described a phenomenon.
就是很多很多人跟上帝的关系是在这个现象里面。
So many people's relationship with God is in this condition.
他说，因为凡被上帝的灵引导的都是上帝的儿子，你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父，圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是上帝的儿女。
For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
真的是这样子。
And that's the truth.
当我们一个人重生得救以后，
So when we are truly born again,
神给我们的是一个儿子的心啊。
God give us the heart of being a God's child.
但是很多基督徒，包含我自己在内，很多年来常常觉得好像还是做一个仆人，做一个奴仆。
But many Christians feel that they are like a slave, a servant of God.
觉得上帝要我们做这个，做这个，做这个，做这个，做这么多，这么多。
It seems like God just demands us to do this and this and this and this, so many things.
好多人常常说，哎呀，做基督徒好累啊。
And some people feel, oh, being a Christian is so tiresome.
那个要做的那个框框条条这么多这么多。
To do list is so long.
保罗就讲说，不是这样子的。
Apostle Paul, it's not this way.
我们做这些事情，因为我们很喜乐，我们有天父的生命，我们爱我们的父亲，我们做这些事。Amen.
We do all these things because we love the Lord.
我希望你们都看我好吗？我们有些专注。我们做很多事情是因为天父爱我们，给我们这些带领、这些指示，我们这样去做。
We do all these things because God loves us and we love Him and want to do all these.
而不是因为我们害怕，我们觉得我们是个奴隶，我们做这些事情。
We don't do it because we feel like we are the slave or servant.
因为我们是上帝的后裔、后世、第三者。
Because we are God's descendants.
我们要继承神在基督耶稣里所有的产业。
We are going to inherit、
Amen?
all the inheritance in Christ.
你今天是神的儿女。
Today you are God's child.
儿女要继承产业 ，Amen.
A child that you will inherit.
我们兴奋一点
You have an inheritance.
神要给你什么产业啊
？What kind of inheritance does God want to give you?
第一个，你是他的儿女，是不是
？First of all, you are His child.
他要给你平安。
He want to give you peace.
他要给你喜乐。
He want to give you joy.
他要给你能力。
He want to give you strength.
他要给你智慧。
He want to give you wisdom.
他要带领你。
He want to lead you.
Amen.
Guide you.
所以你是他的儿女
You are his child.
但是为什么很多基督徒还是看到神就觉得自己是奴隶呢
How come when people view God, they feel that they are his slave?
这跟我们的成长有关系
It has a lot to do with how we were brought up.
我们跟牧师有点交流好不好我们不是听我讲我们谈一谈跟我们的成长很有关系对不对
It has a lot to do with our growing up.
跟你的原生家庭很有关系。
It has a lot to do with your original family.
Amen.
Amen.
我们每一个人现在想想，你跟你肉身父亲的来往怎么样
？Just think about how is your relationship, interaction with your earthly father.
这非常重要。
That's very important.
我爸爸，我长大的时候，我爸爸对我非常严格。
My father was very strict with me.
他自己都觉得这样。
And he felt that way too.
他现在年纪大了。
Now he is older.
他现在住在 Davis.
He lives in Davis.
我每次去看他。
Every time I go see him.
他都抱抱我。
He embraced me.
因为。
He hugs me.
不是 embrace, hug.
Hug.
因为我在小的时候他不 hug 我。
Because when I was small, younger, he never hugs me.
因为在他们那个世代。
Like, during that time, in their time.
在他们的文化里面
In their culture,
没有这个抱抱
they don't hug their kids.
所以他说儿啊以前抱得太少现在多抱一点
He said, oh, son, when you were younger, I didn't hug you enough. Now let's make it up and hug a lot.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
你不要小看这个父母对儿女的抱抱
Don't look down on the hugs between parents and child.
因为当父母对儿女这样抱他的时候
When the parents hug their children,
那个小孩感觉到被接纳被爱
The child will feel accepted and loved
Amen
Amen
但是我告诉你一个好消息
Let me tell you a good news
你经常听到这个信息
We hear this today's message
天上的父亲可以抱你
The Heavenly Father can hug you
真的是这样
He can That's really true
借着圣灵你会感觉他来抱你
Through the Holy Spirit you can feel the Heavenly Father's embrace
有这样的经历的举手
Have you, experienced hugs from the Heavenly Father? Heavenly Father can come and hug you.
我的祖父很严格。
My grandpa was very, very strict.
我爸爸长大的时候常常被他打。
He was beaten by his father all the time.
所以我爸爸不懂得怎么抱他的儿女。
So my father doesn't know how to hug his son.
爸爸非常爱我，要求很高。
My father loves me very much, but he has high expectations on me.
但是我以前很多时候想到他，我都很害怕。
Before when I think about my dad, I get scared.
牧师敞开跟你分担啊，分享。
So I openly share with you.
但是你知道吗，弟兄姊妹们
？But do you know, brothers and sisters?
这会影响我对天父的观念。
And this is going to affect my view of my heavenly father.
你们同意就说阿门好吗
？If you agree, say amen.
我今天讲的最重要是在这里。
My most important points right here.
我们很多时候对天父的看法是有偏差的，不对 ，distort.
We have a distorted view of our heavenly father.
当你对一个人的看法不正确的时候，你不能跟他亲近的。
When you have the right view of a person, you cannot be intimate, get close to that person.
Amen. 我们去看圣经里面讲。
When we go to the Bible,
他一直讲我们的神是满有慈爱的神。
It keep telling us that our Heavenly Father is a Father of compassion.
不轻易发怒。
Not easily angered.
很久忍耐。
And very patient.
可是
but,
在我们真正的生命里
but in the reality of our life,
我们看到我们地上的父亲
and we look at our earthly father,
或者我们的长辈们 authority,
look at our people in authority,
他们不是很有爱心
they are not very loving,
然后我们在那样的环境长大
and we grow up in that type of environment,
我们再来看圣经
and we come into the Bible,
我们就不懂得什么叫做很有爱心
we don't understand what does it mean to be loving,
很久忍耐
and being patient
所以就是一些话而已对不对
it's only words
所以这个间隔这个 gap 就要 bridge 起来
so we need to bridge the gap
第一个我们要了解我们对上帝很多时候的看法是有偏差的
we have to realize a lot of our perception of God is not the truth.
有的父亲是太严厉的，太严苛的。 每次都讲负面话的。Some
fathers are very strict. All the words they say are very negative.
就会影响这个小孩对自己的看法。And
it will affect how this child view himself.
有的父亲是偏爱的，他家里小孩很多，他只爱某几个。他有的可能只爱男的，不爱女的，也会影响那小孩的成长。So
some fathers show favoritism. Maybe they favor son over daughter, so it will affect the child's identity growth.
还有有的父亲太忙碌，根本没有时间跟他的儿女在一起。And
some fathers are so busy they don't have time to spend with their children.
所以好像是有爸爸的名，但是没有爸爸的实际。So
the father has the name of the father, but doesn't have the reality of being the father.
还有有的人是从小父亲就去世，是孤儿。Oh,
some people, the father passed away at their early age, so they grew up as an orphan.
所以有这样的情况呢，都会使一个基督徒 无法体验到天父的爱。So
all these things can hinder a person's view of who God truly is.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
爱是不是要经历啊?
Love is need to be experienced.
是不是?
Right.
爱是需要有时间来经历的。
Love requires time to experience.
爱是需要互动, 是不是?
Love requires action.
所以我们需要跟天父有互动的机会。
So we need to
interact
with God.
师母在看我说，什么是互动？ Interaction. We need to have a chance to interact with our Heavenly Father in a concrete way. Amen. 一个具体的方法。我相信今天有成千上万的基督徒也在这样一个困难里面。
I'm sure there are thousands of Christians that are faced with this issue.
他说，理论上我们的神天父是慈爱的。
In my mind, I know God is love.
Theoretically
speaking.
可是在实际的生活里面,
but in real life,
我好像还没有经历到这个。I
don't truly experience it.
什么是答案呢?
So what is the answer?
我就想说在圣灵里面,
in the Holy Spirit,
我们要开始 感谢上帝,
we have to start giving thanks to God.
他是你父亲，是你的阿爸父。
Your Heavenly Father is your Abba Father.
你要大声宣告,
you have to loudly proclaim and declare.
口里承认,
and with your mouth, you confess.
耳朵听见,
and you hear, and your ear hear.
你开始感谢天上的父亲。
You start giving thanks to your Heavenly Father.
好不好? 我们来读一段经文。
Let's read a scripture.
因为我们老是讲过去这些失败、这些缺乏没有用， 我们要突破, Amen?
We need to have breakthrough through all this mistakes.
弟兄姊妹们, 突破需要信心, by faith, not by sight.
By faith and not by sight that we will have breakthrough.
我们每一个人的过去, 我们不能改变。
We cannot change our past.
Amen?
Amen?
谁是你的爸爸妈妈, 不是你决定的。
You cannot determine who is going to be your father and mother.
Who was?
Who was your father and mother?
但是我们相信神的主权。
But we believe in God's sovereignty.
你们相信的说阿们好吗?
If you believe, say amen.
神爱你。
God loves you.
人会有错。
People will make mistakes.
我们都有错。
We will make mistakes.
我今天早上不是在怪我们的父亲。
This morning, I'm not blaming our fathers.
他们不完全。
They are not perfect.
我们做父母也不完全。
We as parents are not perfect either.
但是上帝是完全的。
But God is perfect.
他给我们第二次机会。
He gave us a second chance.
Amen.
Amen.
经历父爱。
To experience the Father's love.
我们现在来读一段圣经。
Let's read a portion of the scripture.
诗篇103篇。
Psalm 103.
各位从第一节开始。
Let's start with verse 1.
Okay. 如果可能的话，你再加上去好吗？
因为我念这一段全部念给大家听，你就知道这个意思。这是大卫的诗，好，我们一起念，好吧？预备，来，我的心哪，只有中文。我的心哪，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
他赦免一切的罪孽，医治你的一切疾病，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。他用美物有没有英文的再弄一下。
Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being.
We let's have the English, we, all the English speaking read once. We have double blessing. We take our time. This is very important. 可以吗？ I like to be positive. It's not double jeopardy. It's a double blessing. Amen? We read twice. We read twice. Maybe Marlene can read Psalm 103, 1 to 5.
Praise the Lord, my soul.
Amen.
All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Amen. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. Who satisfies your desires with good things. So that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
Okay, 谢谢。这一段诗是大卫写的。
This psalm was written by King David.
大卫是一个很了解神心意的一个人。
King David really understand the heart of God.
他很了解天父的心。
He understand the Father's heart.
他这边就提醒我们。
Here he reminds us.
他说：“我的心啊。”
Here he says.My soul,
你要称颂耶和华。
You need to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
我现在邀请你们每一个人，我们每一个人的心，你现在要感谢神。
I want to invite your heart to give God thanks right now. Give God thanks.
我们不是在那边讲一些口号，你开始感谢神。
You start to give thanks in your heart with your soul.
然后。大卫又说：“我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。”
King David said, "Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all His benefits."
所有的恩惠
，all His benefits.
想一想过去这个礼拜
，think about this past week.
过去这个月
，this past month.
过去这一年
，this past year.
天父在你身上的恩惠
，God's mercy in your life.
然后大卫就提出五方面啊。
So King David mentioned five aspects.
他说：“天父赦免我们一切的罪孽。”
It says that Heavenly Father forgives all our sins.
请问好不好啊？上帝说：“我只赦免你80%啊。”
God didn't say I just forgive you 80%.
那20%啊，我要严严的处罚你。
And that 20%, I'm going to punish you.
No, 上帝说，我赦免你一切的罪孽。
No, God said, I forgive all your sins.
好不好啊？
Is that good?
你有罪犯罪，然后被赦免以后，那种喜乐是很大的喜乐。
There's great joy when your sins are forgiven.
因为罪带出羞耻，带出罪疚。
Because sin brings guilt and shame.
那个拿开是很快乐的一件事。
And when it's removed, it's a joyful feeling.
然后他这边又说。我们要感谢天父，因为他医治我们一切的疾病。
And he also said, "We give thanks because God heals all our diseases."
我们当中有谁经历过神对你身体医治的？有没有
？How many people has had experienced God's healing in your life?
这么多，感谢赞美主。
We praise the Lord.
神医治你，你要感谢他。
You need to give thanks to God when He heals you.
很多人祷告求神医治啊。
Many people pray for God's healing.
然后真的医治了。
And once they are healed.
他说：“哎呦，这是刚刚好吧
？”They said, "Oh, maybe it's accidentally I got well."
Just good luck.
It's good luck.
这是很不好的。
And that's not good.
你求神医治
，you pray for healing.
神就医治你
，and God healed you.
你就做见证
，you testify.
听到我牧师讲，你就做见证
，you testify.
弟兄姊妹，我现在跟你讲这个，就是让你经历天父的爱。
I said this for you to experience the Father's love.
你第一个。感谢他赦免你一切的罪。
First of all, you thank him for forgiving all your sins.
当你这样做的时候
，When you do that,
很奇特，你里面有一个暖流就出来。 This overflow of warmth and love come from inside. I translate myself, it's okay. 弟兄姊妹们，这个经验很重要。
Brother and sister, this experience is very important.
你现在不能坐在那远远的看着我在讲。
You cannot sit there and listen to me.
你要 engage in with me to go through this journey right now. 你要跟我一同来经过这个经历。你要真正的感谢神，天父说，你真赦免我们的罪。
You say, Father, you have forgiven my sin.
请问我们有没有罪啊？
Do we have sin?
我们生命里面有没有大大小小的罪啊？
Do we have big sin and small sin?
感谢赞美主。
Praise and thank the Lord.
神赦免我们一切的罪。
God forgive all our sins.
我们生命里有没有病痛啊？
In our body, do we have pain and sickness? Everybody has that.
神乐意，神也能医治我们一切的罪。
God is willing and wants to heal you.
我们当中很多人已经举手了。
Many of us has already raised our hand about God's healing.
你要多为这个感谢神。
You need to give thanks to God for His healing.
你要做见证。
You need to testify of His healing.
弟兄姊妹们，听到牧师讲。
Brother and sister, listen to your pastor.
当神医治你的时候。
When God heals you.
你不要默口不言。
Don't be mute about it.
这是不对的。
That's not right.
神的爱没有办法让你经历。
God's love.You won't be able to experience His love.
大卫说第三件事我们要数算神的恩典是他救赎我们的命脱离陷坑了。
God also redeemed our life from the pit.
很多时候我们在一个困难的光景里面。
Many times we are in a very difficult situation.
可能是健康的。
Maybe our health.
可能是财务上的。
Or finances.
神能拯救我们。
God can save us, redeem us.
From the pit, 陷坑。
God can redeem our life from the pit.
在一个出不来的情况里面。
In a situation you cannot get out.
神把你救出来。
God rescue you, deliver you.
第四件事情。
Fourthly.
他以爱与慈悲来做我们的冠冕。
God crown us with love and compassion.
神是很大方、很宽宏大量。
God is very generous.
他是以爱与慈悲来对待我们。
He crowned us with love and compassion.
我们当中有多少人经历这个？
How many people has had experienced this? God's love and compassion.
我现在就现场，我们过去这个礼拜有谁有感恩的事，你现在就可以分享。我就是要。
In this past week, you have experienced God's love and compassion. You can share right now.
Of God's blessing. 我们当中有没有任何人？呀，请讲。
Okay, Christina.
上个星期六可以坐脚。上个星期六啊，先锋教会有一个特别的聚会，在那个。
So last Saturday, Forerunner Church had a special conference.
啊，在那个 Santa Clara.
And it was at Santa Clara.
So I heard about this conference. Ruby told me about this conference a few weeks ago.
那个史丁在几个礼拜前。听到你用英文讲没关系。听到这个，他从经过实践，他这几个礼拜前听到有这个会，你用英文讲。
所以啊，So I that Saturday I really want to go, and that Saturday I feel tired, my back feels tight, and then it's far away, but almost 1 hour drive.
那个上个礼拜六我很累，背也痛，但是我还是去了，开车去。一个小时。
So I praying for the traffic. It's Saturday. Normally traffic is bad. You know.
他为那个交通祷告。通常礼拜六都是交通很差的，对，我们都塞车。
Praise the Lord that the traffic almost no traffic.
感谢主，都一点交通都没有。
So I got there on time.
他准时到那里。
They have amazing worship.
他们有所有的有敬拜有信息。
So I'm very encouraged.
他非常得到鼓励，感谢赞美主。
So I think just you know the Bible says seek His kingdom, the righteousness, all the things good to you. I think every time my
他说圣经上说我们先求神的国跟神的义，这一切都要加给你。
So every time when I try to, when I struggle, try to choose to follow God's ways, will or my own desire.
每一次他在挣扎，到底要去照神的旨意，还是他自己的旨意
？Every time when I follow God's calling, and it turned out to be great.
每一次他遵循神旨意，结果都非常的好，感谢赞美。
Better than I can expect.
也超过他所求所想。Amen. 谢谢谢谢。其实我 ，Okay, Angela. Angela. 等一下啊，我现在请弟兄姊妹们做见证。Now I ask a brother and sister to testify， 就是说，上帝是以爱与慈悲来做我们的冠冕。God crown us with love and kindness. He always give you the best. 弟兄姊妹们 ，brother and sister， 我自己翻译自己好了。If we want to experience Father's love， 我们要经历天父的爱。我们要一定经历到神是 God is very generous， 神是一个很慈悲的，他不是跟你斤斤计较。Sometimes in the world we deal with people very stingy， they calculate everything， and that's really hurt us。But our Father is very generous， and King David is a man after God's own heart。He say God crown you with the goodness and crown us with love and compassion。上帝很知道我们能承担多少。God knows how much you can handle. He's very delicate. 他是非常细心的一个人。他是给你我最好的。Amen?
Amen.
If you're not encouraged yet, I want to encourage you today. Don't worry about time. This is very important. Otherwise, we say, oh, Father's Day. Oh, Father's Day. Oh, message. Oh, no. He is your Father.He cares for you. He is right now minister to you. 你的父在天上，他爱你，他正在帮助你。OK, Angela 分享。
我也是参加那个 conference 啊，我没有订我的 lunch dinner 都没有。
Angela also attend the same conference as Christina. She didn't order any meal, lunch, neither lunch nor dinner.
但我想我要 fast. 如果我没有吃东西，我带了五包泡面 in case.
You say, if I didn't order, maybe I fast, or I just eat an instant noodle. Five packages.
Yeah, 可是而且我要去 sleep with three people, and that we never, I don't know them.
他要跟三个陌生人睡在一起。
然后最后有一个人跑走了。
So,
我一个人睡一个大的床。
Finally, the last person left. She had enjoyed one bed.
然后我每天吃到撑，因为每一个人都给我吃。
God fill me with so much food because everybody tried to feed her.
甚至有人要开车来带我出去吃，我说你千万不要来，因为我已经吃很多了。
Even somebody care for her want to volunteer drive her out to eat. He said, "Oh no, more than enough."
对，然后我发现这个当我们对上帝，因为当你已经 ready to accept all the challenges 的时候，你会得到更丰盛 plentiful。
Yeah. So when you're ready to accept the challenge, you receive more. When you obey God, you receive more.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen. That's plentiful. What I know in the spirit what you say.
然后上个礼拜有那个牧师在我家四天。
Last week we have a special equipping class.There's a speaker stay with Angela's place for 4 days.
我只想要给他们比较好的 service.
So she tried very hard to be hospitable to the speakers and his wife.
所以我想我吃什么他们吃什么，然后我尽量吃好一点。
So she shared her food with the speaker and she tried to prepare better food.
可是上帝 bless 有两个 cook 跑来我家帮我 cook.
God bless me with two talented cook come to help me to take care of the speaker.
Since 那个 pastor 那四天，我每天吃的像 Christmas Eve.
因为那两个帮忙，所以他吃的都像过节一样，都这样子过。
对 ，because they give me extra.
他们吃的更多。
对，因为我已经 prepared， 可是他们给我 extra like crab or prawn.
还有海鲜呐，还有螃蟹呀，感谢主。
所以当我们去接受一个 task， 因为当时我去参加这个 conference， 我并不想去。
Originally, he didn't want to go to that conference.
Yes, 是 have to sleep with strange people you don't know, you know, it's not a it's not encouraging. 所以不是很鼓励的，所以可是我去的以后，上帝就一直 bless 你，当你 ready。然后这个 pass 四天，当牧师告诉我三天都要跟我一起吃的时候，哦，我有 challenging， 可是我说哦，好吧好吧，我吃什么你吃什么。可是 when you accept that everything got plentiful, that's what the message. Yes. Thank you, God. Always plentiful.
Thank you. 谢谢谢谢。Hallelujah. 我想我想大家已经知，我们就不再分享了，因为我们时间到了。OK
OK
我想每一个都很 good。你自己翻好了。
Yeah, I wanted to praise God.For my daughter, this past week she came home.
我要为我的女儿感谢神。她上个礼拜回来，继续讲。
I was very frustrated with her because of her manner, her behavior, and she insists to go out with a guy that I don't approve of her.
我对我的女儿非常的有挫折感，因为她的行为言语，她特别跟一个男的约会，我是不喜欢这个男的。
So she brought him home without letting me know.
她把那个男朋友带回来，我都不知道。
And I was very mad at her, and then I just tell her I kick her out of my house. I want to disown her. I was so mad.
我非常生气，我把她赶出去。我说我跟你没关系了。
I told her you can go with him.
她说你要他就跟他去吧，我们两中选一个，就是他。
I said, I didn't say that.
我看看他有没有再仔细讲。
I said, if you know, I don't want him to be in my house, and you want him, you go with him. And then.
他在纠正我刚才翻译不对的地方。
And then, the next day, God just.You know, God has been working on my temperament and anger and everything. And I remember.
第二天，神就来纠正他关于他的态度，他的怒气。
I remember that God never gives up on me before, and I should not give up on her too.
上帝就跟我讲，不要放弃他，是吧？
You didn't do the first one, I say.
太多事情。
I feel that God never give up on me.
我觉得上帝从来没有放弃我。
And therefore, I cannot give up on my kids, even though.
所以我也不能够放弃我的小孩。
Even though I'm very frustrated.
一分我非常挫折挫败。
I have disowned Ryan before too.
我甚至于我怀疑那个 Ryan 的时候也是这样的态度。
I wanna disown Rogelio too. 。I feel that myself is so good and perfect. You know, I feel that I need to. Everybody else that's not following God and not following Jesus, I wanna disown them. I don't wanna have anything to do with them, you know. Sometimes it just gets me.
如果在我周遭的人，如果都有人不信任、不信靠上帝的话，我都决定要把他们踢出我的圈圈里头。
And then God's mercy, He's compassionate.
上帝真是有怜悯的人。
That's not. He told me it's not all about.What I think of righteousness, what I think of his righteousness, it's not, it's very limited.
上帝是他我认为那个上帝的那个正义跟我所想的正义，用我的标准跟上帝的标准是很不一样的。
And his love and his mercy and his kindness.
他的爱真的有不一样。
He embraced me the way that I have not used even 1% of his way to embrace people around me.
上帝给我的爱，真的远远发，真远远超过我能给人的，只有上帝的百分之一。
So that's my share.
感谢上帝的爱。
其实刚才那个刚才 Cindy 讲的就是讲到最后一点哦。
Actually, what Cindy just shared was at my last point.
就是因为他没有直接讲到那，但是他引出来就是说，神以美好的事物来满足我们的需要。
God renew us by satisfying our desires with good things.
神真的给我们很好的事情。
God give us good things.
但是很多时候，就刚才 Christina 分享的，这个 Angela 分享的就是这样。有时候神给你一些功课，一些 assignment。
Just like what Christina and Andrew just shared, God sometimes gives us assignments.
他可能邀请你去参加一个聚会。
Maybe he invited you to attend a conference.
可能服侍一些人。
Maybe to serve some people.
其实那是他给你最美好的事物。
Actually, those are good things that he gives you.
Not only good, it's the best thing he gives to you. 但是你一顺服的时候。
But once you're obedient.
那结果非常好。
And the results are wonderful.
然后呢，他就讲说。我们就被完全的更新，像一个鹰展翅上腾一样。
And we're being renewed like the eagle.
很奇妙的一件事情。
It's a very awesome thing.
所以我就鼓励大家。
So I encourage each one.
我们怎么样能够来真正的经历天父的爱呢
？How can we truly come to experience the Father's love？
我们要来数算他在我们生命里的恩典好处。
We need to count his blessings and the good things he has given to us.
我们现在花一点时间好吗
？Let's spend some time.
我们每一个人闭上眼睛。
Let's close our eyes.
回想一下。
Let's reflect a little bit.
过去这个礼拜。
This past week.
神在你身上有什么特别的恩典
？What special blessing that God has blessed you with?
他赦免了你的一切的罪。
Has he forgiven? How he has forgiven all your sins?
医治我们一切的疾病
Heal all your diseases
救赎我们脱离陷坑
Redeem your life from the pit
爱与慈悲来对待我们
Crown you with love and compassion
给最美好的事物来满足我们的需要
And satisfy your desires with good things
我们有些祷告时间好吗
Let's have a time of prayer
我们就自己安静跟神感谢也感受让神来到你的身上
Just give thanks to God in your heart Thank God for giving us this time.
我们下面要请我们当中是做父亲的，请站起来好吗
？We want to invite all the fathers to stand up.
有没有做父亲的？
请你们
到台前来。
Please come up to the front.
我们有礼物跟祝福给你们。
We have gifts and blessings for you.
到台上好了。
And go to up to the stage.
谢主，啊，来来来来，都来，没有关系。我们今天第一次来都没有关系，父亲就来没关系，没关系，没关系，欢迎。我们感谢主，今天很多父亲，哈哈哈。
Praise God for all these fathers。
Yeah, 我们代表我们大使命灵粮堂有一些小礼物送给你们。
We have a small gift.For you on behalf of GCCC.
We'll bless them. We will pray for them. Okay, okay. Yeah. 我们照相 come together, yeah. Okay. 我们特别再靠近。慈爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
在这个父亲节。
And this Father's Day.
我们先祝你父亲节快乐。
We want to say Happy Father's Day to you first.
你是我们的父亲。
You are Heavenly Father.
借着耶稣基督。
And through Jesus Christ.
你把你的爱向我们显明。
You reveal your love to us.
所以我们能成为你的儿女。
So we can become your children.
我们为台上这所有的父亲们祝福。
We thank you for all fathers on the stage.
主啊，圣灵求你触摸他们每一个。
Oh, Holy Spirit, may you touch them.
给他们充满经历天父的爱。
Let them experience your love.
或者他们在世上父亲身上没经历过的爱，主啊，你就丰丰满满的补足他们。
Oh Lord, if they haven't experienced their earthly father's love, may you make up for them.
我们每一个人都缺乏这方面的经历。
We all have lacks in this experience.
求主来祝福他们。
Lord, may you come and bless them.
充满他们。
Fill them.
诗篇一百零三篇那里所讲的
，Like Psalm 103 says，
让他们感谢天父给他们的爱
，That they will give you thanks for your love，
赦免他们一切的罪
，That you forgive all their sins，
医治他们一切的疾病
，You heal all their diseases，
把他们从陷坑上拉上来
，You deliver them from the pit，
以慈爱与怜悯为他们的冠冕
，You crown them with love and compassion，
给他们最好的东西。
Give them the best thing.
他们就得到更新。
And they become renewed.
祝福在台上每一位父亲。
May you bless each father here today.
让他们像天父一样的爱他们的儿女。
And just like your love, that they can love their children with your love.
祝福他们。
Bless them.
祝福他们。
Bless them.
全人强健。
That they all can be renewed and strong.
有一个快乐的父亲节。
They will have a very happy Father's Day.
祷告奉主的名求。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
所有的神的百姓说
，Amen. And all God's people say, Amen.
父亲节快乐。